Georgia Southern pulls off the sweep over Troy 63-56 to improve to 9-6 overall, 3-3 in conference play, and we've got a loaded Ford locker room wrap-up. This is probably the first time we've ever had three different players join us. We're going to go one by one. Geddy Uzupaitis is up first. He had what turned out to be the clinching three with just under 41 seconds left. Geddy finished with 9 points, 3 of 7 from three. You've made 10 triples the last four games, been in the starting lineup for the last three. What's felt so good that it's worked on the court so well?
Personally, I've just been putting on a lot of work in the gym. I always shoot before games, after games. You know, when hard work pays off, and like Coach says, we do the 300 club. Just stick to the process, and the process will reward you. So I've just been doing that, and it's been feeling comfortable.
Look, every home game, I'm out here watching you at least a half hour before everybody else gets on the floor. I know you're going to come back out and make about 200 more shots from all around the key. How did you develop that routine?
Well, actually, I just started this year because of Division II. You only have about 20 minutes before your game comes up because the women play before you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so this is my first year actually doing something like that. You know, I use all the extra time I can get to just get prepared for the game and, you know, just feel comfortable with my shot.
Coaches talked before that you had to endure an injury about the first 6 weeks of camp, but now contributing, now in the starting lineup. What's it been like making that transition to Division I ball?
It's been tough. You know, I transferred in, everything was feeling good, and then, you know, the injury happened. I was actually out for 12 weeks. You know, I came back. I'm still trying to get back into shape. But, you know, the team's been good to me. The coach has been good to me, and, you know, I'm still trying to get back into it.
The team concept is something that Coach Berg has spoke so passionately about, and right before we came on the air, you looked at Zach Bryan and said, thanks for the assist after the three. You guys come up with 15 assists, and you've shared the basketball so well these last couple of weekends.
Absolutely. I feel like we have a great group of guys, unselfish guys. You know, we're kind of becoming to realize that to win a championship, you need to play as a team. You know, so the more times we swing the ball, the better shots we're going to get. Like Cole said before the game, he said, pass up a good shot for a great shot, and that's what we've been doing the whole night.
All right, Geddy, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you hopefully next weekend in Mobile against Southbound.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Get Zach Bryan on the horn after 17 second-half points, 7 of 13 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. But the first thing I want to talk about is whatever that shot was with about 4 minutes left. After the air ball, you come up with the two-handed catch, and you just toss one up off the glass. I think there was a little more than 4 minutes left. I want to hear what that play was like from the guy that actually made the play.
It was just like I'm used to playing tips back home. My brothers and stuff like 21 tips. So I knew the shot clock was going to go out, and I just related it to tips, caught it, went up with it off the backboard, just so happened to go in on time.
I better guess you've got a pretty good record in tips.
Yes, sir.
You also had the assist on Geddy's three, which helped clinch the game. How'd you find him open late in the shot clock?
Well, Geddy always moves for me, like, no matter where I'm driving. Like, he knows how to move me, and I always know where he's at because he's one of the guys who's going to space the floor because of his shooting ability. So I knew once I drove, I just was reading the defender that was guarding him. Once he stepped in, I knew he rose up, and I hit him.
What did you see in that Troy defense that you could exploit during the second half when you scored 17 points?
I saw that they went into man-man second half, late second half, because they knew they needed to get up, like, make us, you know, rush, but they couldn't. So I was just seeing open lanes. When I got into the lanes, I knew they were going to all come down and collapse on me, and I knew I'd be hitting others to make plays. Instead of them relying on me to make plays this time, I was making plays for them.
This isn't a foreign thing because you going to UAB, you've seen Troy the last couple of seasons in non-conference play. You played very well against them. How did that familiarity help you this weekend?
I mean, I had played a tough Troy team my freshman year, yeah. And I always thought, like, it can't get no worse than this coming to Troy. And so, like, every year I just built around that game my freshman year at UAB against Troy, and I just thought of it like I have to dominate every other class that comes in here at the guard position with me because – the very first team that they had was a pretty good team. They had a nice guard. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was a pretty tough guy to guard. And I knew it wasn't going to be anything close to him coming in, especially a freshman, and I'd be an upperclassman playing against him. So I knew I had to dominate.
You guys have your first sweep, but now you're facing a team next weekend that you've already played. You had those two games against South Alabama. You split here at Hanner Fieldhouse. How does knowing what they'll try to do give you more, being that you have to go and face them next weekend in Mobile?
It's going to be a lot of film work. Because we know they're going to probably come out and do a triangle and two on me and Eric Boone. And so, like, I know I'm going to have to rely more on my teammates as usual. And, like, everybody gets in, gets that 300 club. We just got to hit shots away.
26 minutes off the bench. I asked you last night how much you were going to have to play. You said whatever Coach Burke needed. Well, fortunately, you had the 17 points after halftime to help the Eagles to the 63-56 win. Scooty, great job. We'll catch up with you.
Appreciate you.
That's Zach Bryant, Getty Uzapitis. Kamari Brown's going to hop on. As we mentioned, this is a packed Ford locker room wrap-up. And why don't we begin with Kamari with that talk about the dunk, because you jumped higher than I've ever seen any human being jump before.
Oh, yeah, my mom here. So I had to
Is that why in. You did it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My okay. mom and sisters are here. First game they watched me play in person in 3 years, so
that's awesome.
It was special to do that. That's where I pointed at after the dunk.
You end up as one of two in double figures with 12 points, but that dunk with right around 20 seconds left, it was the home run pass. Number one, being able to catch it, because I saw you guys work on it during shoot-around today, but number two, to finish the way that you did with such emphasis.
Yes, sir. I know Boone's a good passer, so I did it the first time. He saw me. He looked at me, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to find me. And he did, so we practiced today in shoot-around, so I knew after that it was just showtime.
You ran the set just like that before that when Troy committed the foul with Getty creating the space in that area that you had left. Do you think that left you more open the second time around?
Probably so. Yes, sir. Probably so. I think so.
Going to Mobile next weekend to match up against South Alabama, we just talked about with Scooty that you split with them the first time that you played them. Scooty mentioned that the triangle and two is probably going to come at you. You don't see that defense very often unless right. you're playing a South Al or Coastal team. But having seen so much zone for really the last 3 weeks, how much more confident do you guys feel to attack it?
We feel really confident because we practice it. You know, we work on it and practice, so everybody feels more confident. And coach is giving us keys to be successful.
That shot's looking good. Two more threes. What's it feel like to actually make them?
It feels good. It feels good. I'm continue to shoot in the gym. Make sure they keep falling.
Nice to do in front of your family, too, I would imagine.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Getty Uzapitis, Zach Bryant, Kamari Brown, three of the Eagles that help, and a 63-56 win over Troy. Kamari, thanks a lot. Hopefully we'll do it again.
All right, yes, sir. Danny Reed.
We'll get Coach Bryant Berg on in just a couple of moments here on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up. Eagles beat Troy 63-56. They sweep the weekend. This is Eagle basketball on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up from Learfield, IMG College.